There you go. All right. Well, welcome back to Consider Dead.
14. Consider Dead podcast.
Yeah. So I'm Dead King.
I'm Travis Womaneka.
And we got our guests.
I'm Ren.
Guest host.
Nice to meet you.
Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Ren.
What's your social security?
777777.
So yeah,
if you always want to commit fraud, now you know what to do.
Yeah, so today we're doing a little catch me up. We've been doing a lot of bands lately, and so we took a little break. I think we came back. We did like one review.
Yeah,
and,
we took like a 3-week break, and then we did the album review last week, and now we're just gonna Brian and I talk the shit.
Yeah. A little shit. So we're gonna go to our song. What song are we listening to, guys?
I don't even know.
No, what song are we listening to? You know. Fucking tell me.
You forgot to
decide. No. All right, let's stop. Hold on. No, I got an idea.
You're making him blush.
He did this to me last week. He did this to me last week.
That was so funny. Fucker. Your face was hilarious.
You're a fucker, man. Let's do that band I put, CeeLo Fan. And I'll put... Oh, fuck, I will pick the song that I can't pronounce. Of Denier Holt.
How about this? For this podcast, we'll play some music, some new music we've listened to. And we'll pass it on to you guys, see if you guys like it too. So, Brian, he found a new band.
It's called CeeLo Fan.
And the Cellophane.
Cellophane, whatever. See, this is why I don't like pronouncing the song. CeeLo Fan. Fame, whatever. All right, the song is called Hoof de Near Hot.
Let me see the title.
The last one, the very last song. The whole.
The Off de Near Hot.
There you go.
I think they're German, no?
I don't know, but play the fucking song.
All right, we're playing the song.
Bye. You gotta leave that shit in, bro.
Oh,
That was cellophane. It's actually cellophane. Not cellophane. It looks like it's spelled like cellophane.
I don't know how
but it's cellophane. They're from Athens, Greece. Ooh. And they are considered to be a protagonist in dark electronic music.
Darkness.
And apparently they have a whole style to them. Storytelling, this electronica style. And, you know, if you guys like that song, they have music videos on YouTube. You can listen to. And, yeah, they look like they're definitely characters.
I like them. I just found them.
Yeah, that sounds pretty dope.
I found them today.
I kind of like this new dark synth music we've been coming across.
Oh, yeah. I'm a little sucker for that little synth shit right now.
Yeah.
I get all wet.
Your pants all swampy.
Yeah, and then I got to switch them out and shit. It's a lot of laundry, bro. Mm. So,
let me snip them.
We could. Should I leave? Let's do it. Like every podcast, we always make out at the end.
Right?
Get that sexual frustration out.
Oh, me and Brian look at each other the whole time, you know. That sexual tension just builds up.
Loving
eyes. It's a love-hate shit right there, man. So, yeah, we are back to our little goofiness.
Yeah, this is a fun podcast. It won't be too long.
Nah, it's just drinking, catching up.
What have you been up to, Brian?
Me?
Yeah.
Mopping floors.
Yeah. Oh, well, I heard your work wouldn't take you.
Oh, because
they wouldn't let you go to work when you wanted to work.
First, they wanted me to work, and they didn't want me to work when I want to work. And now I'm working. I don't know. They're complicated, man. I don't know.
Be back to work doing nothing?
Back to doing nothing.
If you guys don't know, Brian's your supervisor custodian, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the schools aren't in session, so there's nothing to clean up.
Oh, really? We disinfecting now the classrooms with the whole COVID.
But Brian, you've already disinfected the classrooms.
Well, they wanted like triple, man.
So even though there's nobody enters the classroom,
I fucking fight with the raccoons at night. That's what I do, man.
That's the highlight of your day.
That's legit. Fighting with the raccoons. I literally try to survive the night. There's either drunks on my fucking campus or there's fucking raccoons, fat ones too. So there's that.
Yeah, I just picture you like. You wait for that moment. You just see, like, all the shadows, like, closing in of you and raccoons.
Yeah.
All you have is your fucking mop and broom, like, ready to fight.
And then lately, the fucking raccoons have teamed up with the cats.
Oh, shit.
And then we got that shit going on. So.
Damn. Yeah, I don't think you're gonna last.
I'm like Blade when I come to school and shit. I have, like, I'm fighting with the raccoons and cats. I have, like, that fucking music in the background.
Brian, you put on your glasses. The sunglasses with that cape on that he wears. Not the cape, it's like the
trench coat. Trench coat.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a fucking all the cats and raccoons are partying.
Damn.
I just coming in and shit.
Everybody stops and stares. Brian has his like two machine guns and
my
shit.
Two mops and shit.
Right. He pulls out his blade after.
Stupid. The mop is the
Yeah, what's the mop stick in the fucking the
mop yeah. Is the cover of my blade. Yeah, it's just take off the mop. Stupid.
You're like, that's the halfling. That's the
stupid. My voice gets all raspy for no reason.
The half blood. I don't know what they called him in Blade.
They call me Blade. Good times.
There you go. Full like it's like when you're like losing a fight and shit, and they start like getting on you. I come and save you. I'm like, Brian, drink my blood.
Oh, my God.
He just drink my blood. He just,
here, Brian, here's a...
He just blow up.
Here's a bucket of Popeye's chicken. Every time I think of Popeye's chicken, it reminds me of Little Nicky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, Popeye's chicken is the shiznig. There's some shit. And then they accidentally eat the rabbit. There's the rabbits. Fuck? He starts eating the rabbits, too. They're like, no, eat the chicken. Oh, I like that movie. Fuck you.
That movie's great.
I love that movie. I love the brothers like, you guys are all going to hell. And then the gay guy comes out. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, all right, it's not going to be that bad. Oh, shit. That movie's a classic. That movie's classic, bro. Sorry, I just watched that movie recently. I just watched that one and Your Highness.
Oh, my God. Your Highness is so fun. I remember... I was high and went to go see it with my friend Andrew. And I was like super like high. And I can't like smoke and be in public because I get super paranoid. Uh-huh. And, you know, we had smoke out of a bong and in our car in the parking lot at the theater. And as soon as I got out, I was so high. And Andrew, he's a professional smoker. Like, he can recognize that I was paranoid. And I just remember that because it was such an experience for me. Because as soon as I got out of the car, I felt like my knees were cracking. Like, I felt like fuck? I was walking weird. And I was like, Andrew, am I walking okay? And he was like, yeah. But he started picking up on that I was getting paranoid. And so he started to fuck with me. So we go to the ticket booth.
Yeah.
And Andrew's like, stop smiling. I'm like, I'm not smiling. He's like, yeah, you're smiling. Stop smiling. They can reckon. They see you smiling. And I'm like, ah! I'm like fucking paranoid. I'm like, no, you buy the tickets. I can't do this. And then, you know, we start walking to the theater. He's like, look, those people are staring at you because you're walking stupid. I'm like, no! And I remember, you know, we go into the theater and like we were dying laughing at the commercial. Like the commercials were on, and we were just fucking busting up laughing in the theater. There wasn't too many people in there. And the first scene in that movie was what's his name? The big guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's at the being hung.
With the midgets, he was being hung by the midgets. Yeah, I guess he fucked one of the midget queen or something. Yeah. And it was like penalty by death, and I forgot the full name, but they're like about to hang him, and then they cut they drop the thing for his body to fall, but he's so tall he just like lands on his feet.
Yeah, he just gets out of it.
Oh shit. And it was just so funny because he couldn't like how do you even get yourself in that situation because he's such a big guy against a bunch of little midgets.
Oh man, that movie is great. I just watched it, so that's just like it had the fucking wizard, the wise wizard. The only way to get stuff out of him, you gotta like kiss him and touch his dick.
Oh yeah, and he enjoys it.
He's like, what's long and hard and that needs to be? I don't know. He's like, there's like a riddle. He's like, what? You want us to jack you off? He's like, yes. He's like, you gotta do it, brother. He's like, oh, this is gross. He puts on his metal glove and grabs his dick. His armor glove, and he starts jerking him off. And then afterwards, he's like, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. They just came out of the thing. He was like, oh my God, that was disgusting.
Oh, I think when they go against a minotaur and they cut off the minotaur's dick and they wear it as a necklace.
You know, he was trying to chop off his horn as they get like a little, what's it like a. Like a souvenir, like I killed this thing, and the lady was like, "You're gonna be forever cutting that horn." And I guess the Minotaur had a big dick, so he cut his dick and he wears a necklace instead. Like, yeah,
he was wearing for the rest of the movie a big old fucking
Minotaur. Yeah, he had a big old dick on. Yeah. Have you seen that movie?
I don't recall. Ever.
It was.
It's on Netflix.
James Franco, and I can't think of the other guy's name.
I don't remember his name, but there's always he's always in those movies.
Yeah, like he's Pineapple always Express, with the Pineapple Express. This is the End.
This is the End.
He was the bad guy in This is the End. Remember that
part? Yeah.
He was like drinking all the water, eating all the fucking food.
Every time I think about the End, the time he took me there high, man.
Oh.
He took me there high.
Bro, you were laughing so hard watching that. I was like laughing because you were laughing so hard. Brian laughed the hardest at the part where, you know, they're all stuck in the house. And James Franco goes into the bathroom and he gets his like porno mag ready to jack off, and he sees someone cummed in his fucking porno mag, and he gets all mad as fuck. Who the fuck jizzed in my porno mag? And it was that fool.
Oh my god,
what's his fucking name?
Oh man, that movie was great. It still makes me laugh to this day. Oh man. I'm sorry, that movie brings back memories. All my face hurts.
Danny McBride, that's his name. Oh, Danny God. McBride, the guy jizzes your porno man. He's like, fuck you. And they're like jacking off at each other.
No, I just like, he was like, didn't your brothers ever teach you to jack off into a sock? He's like, I have fucking sisters, okay? He's like, can't you just jerk off in a napkin? It's like, no. When I jizz, it's like, goes everywhere, okay? And he's like, God damn it, man. And they were just chilling with him just to be clean about it.
Right. He's like, oh, I'll fucking jack off on you.
He's like, I jack off because I'm sad, okay? He's like, those are come of sadness. I don't know. He was having like some soppy ass story, man. Oh, man. Good time.
That show was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to go to the second song.
Oh, second song already?
I have it.
Oh, what is it?
If you want. The second song is by Chris. She's French. And this is, the second song is by Christine and the Queens. This is a French song, and it is called La Marchuse.
Just play the song.
I said that shit.
Just play the song. It's playing.
Marchuse. Whatever. I'm going to play it.
There you go. Hurry, stop it. It's not stopping. Oh, there you go.
Again, that was Christine and the Queens. La Machesse. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it is a beautiful song. It was one of those random songs that I heard at a restaurant.
Sorry.
It was a beautiful song. It was one of those random songs that I heard at a restaurant, and I was like, oh, I need to know that song. And just started listening to it.
I'm sorry. It was dope. I like it. I like the song. I'm sorry to
fall. No, it was great. It just the song was thank you. Very thank you.
Catchy. Her phone got me off guard. I like the support. Thank you.
That was dope.
How's it go, Brian?
What?
How's the song go?
Fuck you. It was dope. It was dope. The song was dope. Christine and the Queen, whatever. It was
Queens.
Dope. Queens.
It's S?
Yes, yes, plural.
Yeah, Queens. It was dope. I like it.
Yeah.
I dig it. Yeah. Like a grave.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about our guest host here.
Oh, hello.
It's from Antarctica.
So Karen here is an old high school friend of mine.
Very long time.
And we've known each other for many years. Mm-hmm. So she's seen me at my cringiest. And she's seen me still at my cringiest. Nothing's changed.
Nothing has really changed.
There you go. But yeah, so what's going on with you, my friend?
Nothing much. Just keeping up with the Joneses of life. So just working and doing the usual. But other than that, we're trying to obviously move ahead and do new things. I don't know. There's nothing really interesting. Oh, I won some money at the casino.
How much did you win?
Which casino?
I went to Shumash.
Like, oh, fuck that. How much did you win?
I won like $1,700.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but then I had to cut the taxes out of that shit. So I got like they make 12 claim it. Or so.
Fucking California.
I mean, if I had to pay it later, it would be almost the same.
They take it out right then and there, right?
Yeah, they ask you, like, do you want to do it now or later? I'm like, just do it now so I don't have to fucking worry about it later.
Well, they give you like a receipt for it?
Yeah, they give you a little paper. Yeah, they do it all for you. They legit just... Do you say yes or no to it, and they do it for you?
Do you generally have good luck at the casinos?
Yes.
Oh, fuck me in the asshole. That's nice.
I'll fuck you in the asshole.
Fuck me too, then.
Okay. No, fuck you. I want... Never mind.
You can fuck
continue.
Me,
what were you saying?
Fuck me if you want, bro.
I mean, I'm open. I'm very open to all kinds.
My asshole's tight. Like a tiger.
It hasn't been penetrated.
Like a tiger.
But yeah, I getting back to the topic, I do have pretty good luck. I've been at least like a few hundred. Wow. So you don't come back home with nothing, you know.
I think the most I won is like $100, but I never get to keep it because like I'll win $100, you know. Then okay, so I usually just do the slot machines because if I do the tables, I lose fast.
Oh yeah.
So I found I can do the slot machines and maybe win $100 here and there and stuff. But I usually don't win past that.
You have to. And know then how
like
play
if I win
games.
A couple hundred on the slots, I'll keep playing and then I'll lose like a bunch of it and I'm like back down to like okay, I only have a profit of $100. So then I quit. That's just my luck. And I have my friend Brian, little Brian. This guy has the best luck at the machines, like whatsoever, like. So, you know, they have certain machines, like the big ones, and there's like four. It's like on a pole, and there's like four all around it. So I'll be on one, he'll be on one, and I'm just losing money. And he's fucking winning $50, $100, $200 and shit on the one directly right next to me. I'm like, Brian, get up. I'll put my money in, and I'll start spinning exactly how he's spinning, and nothing, nothing. I'll leave. He'll put his money in. He wins another $50, another $100. Like, that is just my luck when it comes to casinos, so.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You keep your bets consistent or just
no, erratic? It's erratic. It's erratic how I do it.
Huh. I mean, like, there's just some people that are naturally, like, gifted to it. Like, for me, I'm like a shark. I look around at what's currently available.
You count cards?
No. Like, some of the machines, like, they pretty much tell you when they're about to bust. No pun intended.
How?
It's literally like a game. So they're like just saying like there's a flower petal, there's 10 flowers or 10 roses on the flower. Essentially, it would be like 9 of the flowers are lit and full and blooming. And then the last one would be 10, right? So then you would just play the game a little more and then it'll give you more money. So a lot of people don't actually know how to play the fucking machines. That's the problem.
Well, clearly I don't.
Yeah, like there's just very subtle things in certain machines that you'll realize that actually give you more money. And a lot of people like give up because they think that it's not going to give them anymore. But like once you get it, like if you play just a few more shots afterward, you'll be fine and you'll get your
You're like return. The guy in The Hangover when he's coming down the fucking escalator doing all the calculations and shit.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, like, it's weird. Like, I'm just, like, walking through the casino and I'm like, okay, this one's calling my name. Like, I'll go here. Or, like, I don't specifically stay in one. Because some people religiously stay in one spot and they, like, wait for it.
Yeah.
Which isn't the smartest move because those are usually the ones that don't give you much of anything.
Yeah.
So in the end, I mean, I had a good luck. I
don't know, it's good.
I didn't keep it. Did I bring anything home? No, I did not bring anything home. I immediately...
That's where it comes difficult. It's like, okay, like, I won some money. Let me spend some more on gambling.
And, like, so immediately, I split it with my parents, and I was like, you get you get half. And I got the rest, which is like $300. So then I kept on playing that same machine that had just given me money, and it gave me $600 extra. Nice. So in total, I got like over $2,000 from one machine. That's not bad. But you have to make sure that you cut your loss and say, I'm going to take this money out. Right? Because just if you keep on playing it, it'll just take it. That's the addiction part. Yes.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. The smart thing is to just grab your money and move to another machine.
Yeah.
Because that's
the end. Or just stop.
Or just stop. Yeah. And sadly, if you don't bet the highest at that time, like, that's it. Like, you have to start all over again. Mm-hmm. It's a literal cycle. And that's all it is.
Have you seen Casino?
I think I have.
With Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci. It was, what was the movie? What was the movie that...
Also, 21's a good one.
Like, that 21's a good one. Casino was like kind of the introduction to how casinos work and stuff. And what was it? Robert De Niro, he runs a casino for the mob. And the Japanese, these big-time Japanese people come and they win, what, millions of dollars or something? Or hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars? Mm-hmm. And they're just like, fuck, we just got, like, they just lost their money. And so what does fucking Robert De Niro do? He fucks up their jet engine, their plane that they have, their private jet. He fucks it up or does something and makes them do an emergency landing back in Vegas just to get them to spend their money, and then he makes them, like, lose all their money again.
There you go.
That's like the epitome of casinos, whether it's the Indians controlling it or a fucking mob, whatever.
True.
I don't know. I have pretty good luck.
Yeah.
But I don't have luck for the lotto, so.
I have depression.
Oh, yeah. There's way more people doing lottos. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Buddy. No.
I was about to fist bump. You hear those advertisements on the radio.
My arm is short.
Was it like $300 million right now for the California lotto?
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Fuck me in the asshole, dude.
Like I said, I would.
Not racing.
Same time?
You only have one hole. I mean, I'll take the back, you take the front.
Just go at it.
Sword fight. What the fuck? Ching, ching, ching. No? Too much?
Well, I'm down. I'll do it.
All right, just edit that shit out of the podcast.
No, I'll stop recording when it happens.
Do I have to go home and get my supplies?
That's stupid. Full gimp suit and shit comes out.
The leather latex.
Let's do it.
I'll bring my leash. Oh, but you have one.
I'll bring my depression.
Oh, damn. Sit in the corner. Make it interesting. Like, bring your depression.
Sit in the corner and just cry.
Cry louder, Brian.
Louder.
Sobbing.
This is not real enough. You know how when kids cry, they make like a little bubble that comes out of their nose and shit.
Oh, that's sweet. You're drooling and shit. See that bubble come out. Time we see you hyperventilate. Yeah, makes me want to go to Vegas now.
Vegas is fun.
And now that it's now that just reopened, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see that Grand Canyon.
Wait, oh, did you stay on the Strip?
Me?
Yeah.
I am the Strip.
Well, damn.
They're a big Strip.
Yeah, it's just like back like the old days, bro. Everyone's there. Like, it's legit packed.
That's dope.
Everyone's going back over there partying.
Did you guys know that you guys could get rooms for free?
In Vegas? Yeah, there's always ways to get free rooms or damn near pennies.
Yeah, basically.
I used to, I don't know, I was dealing with this one company. Basically, it came down to $30 a room for a weekend.
No, not
bad. And it was like at the older hotels. No, it's not the Cosmopolitan or anything.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, when you're in Vegas, you're not really like hanging out in the room. You're just there to sleep and stuff.
Yeah.
So for $30 a night for one of the older rooms, I was cool with it.
Yeah, why not?
The one
party. Sounds like a good deal to me.
Mm-hmm. Like it. Let's go.
We can't just stare at me.
But
center of attention, though.
The best deals, though, what I've been getting was the best. I guess the last couple times I went, best deals are on Groupon because I was getting rooms at the Mirage or the Treasure Island right there on the Strip. Mm-hmm. Like nice rooms overlooking the Strip. But like when you get it through Groupon, you don't only get the rooms at a good price, but they give you tickets for the Cirque du Soleil shows or.
That's what they do on the game online, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for like, it's connected to Facebook. It's called like My Vegas Lots, and you play on the app, and you can redeem actual rewards.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even surprised. They always try to find ways to get people.
Yeah, they like do complimentary rooms and like you said, Cirque du Soleil and stuff like that for like minimal amount of rewards or redeems, you know. It's very interesting. I feel like the last few times that I've gone as an adult, because before we always used to go as children.
Yeah.
It was very much so like that, where we were able to get complimentary rooms and stuff for obviously, you know, the deposit that you have to hold and all that stuff. But that's standard.
Yeah, you get your money back as long as you don't damage the room.
As long as you don't trash it. But I mean, Vegas.
That's what I like about Vegas now is going to the shows. Like, I want to see Cirque du Soleil. The one I want to see the most is the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil.
Ooh, that was
good. I've seen one or two. I've seen there's other Michael Jackson shows.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen those. I liked it. I think probably my favorite one was the Prince one, the Prince Purple Rain tribute show that they have at one of the hotels. That was my favorite. And I think it was more special for me because it was literally the day after he died.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Vegas and they had the tribute show for him, Purple Rain, and it was fucking awesome. I was like the youngest one there. You know, a lot of people there were older, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Their 40s and 50s, and they're like, "Oh, what are you doing here?" I'm like, "Oh, I've been listening to Prince since I was a kid. You know, my mom always listening to him, so."
That's dope.
Oh, dope.
Dopey dope.
I like that he wore purple.
Purple. Well, he is a little musical genius.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Prince.
We saw videos of him playing bass. He's really sick. Yeah, guitar.
Oh, dude, when he plays bass, it's like literally when I saw him, he did. The Michael Keaton Batman soundtracks. Tim Burton hired him to be the music to do the music for the Batman movies, the old ones.
Okay.
And I showed Brian a video of him playing bass. It was like what's his name from Metallica playing.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really good at bass.
Cliff Burton. It was like Cliff Burton playing. That's exactly who he reminded me when he was playing bass. But you never see Prince like playing bass in any of the music videos and stuff, but he plays like 20 something instruments, and when he was playing the bass it was sick what he was doing. It was like exactly like Cliff Burton playing.
And we really looked into Prince when we did that 80s tribute, remember?
We
were looking all into him too. He did a lot of crazy stuff though.
Yeah, the guy
another
was...
time really.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks that they're gone so early.
I wish I was gone.
Oh, okay.
Right. You want to drink the rest of that bottle?
You want a shot?
This episode got really dark.
You want a shot?
Darkness. You're the president, mate. I'm down for a shot.
I still didn't finish mine.
You didn't finish your shot?
Yeah. I forgot to open my bottle, okay? I didn't have a chaser for it.
Chaser.
Do you guys ever watch those videos on YouTube of the Japanese... We're drinking whiskey, and I'm drinking Japanese whiskey, Suntory whiskey.
I like
and
Japanese
I,
stuff.
I go to
Japanese
YouTube.
Girls party?
Oh, God. What are you doing?
I love that. Boy, you haven't seen it? Please tell me you haven't. Please tell me you haven't. Because I will show you the fuck out of those videos.
Later.
I have been showing everyone those videos when I get
for
the chance.
For a decade.
I've been showing it for a decade.
Like, it's never faded.
Like, 2009, I never looked back.
Oh, yeah. So, anyways, I'm drinking a Japanese whiskey, and I like this company. I go to their YouTube. And Japanese, I think they're fairly new to whiskey.
Mm.
But, like, when you see, like, their bartenders who present it, you know, they're dressed in suit and tie and stuff. very, very elegant in how they professional when they're preparing the drinks. You know, they'll break the ice. You know, they'll get a big ass ice cube and they'll like
they cut it down to a certain.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll carve you out a little ball. And you're ball. Like,
yeah, exactly. And they do it so perfect, elegantly, and it's like the samurai way. And it's like it's so entrancing to watch them do it.
Can we watch Ariel?
Yeah.
That'll be the next song is them cutting up that ice cream.
Right, just hear him going.
Okay, y'all.
But yeah, I like Japanese whiskey.
Ooh, I wish I was Japanese. Have you tried so far? Or have you tried other
ones? There's another one. The Suntory, and there's another one that's also big in the U.S. But there's other ones out there.
Hmm.
They're not as easy to find. Like, these ones you can find at Costco.
Mm-hmm. Don't you speak a little Japanese?
Hi. Just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, she speaks a little Japanese, brother.
But I understand it more than I speak. Mm-hmm. I think that's just because of me loving anime as a young kid.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Have you seen maybe it's not new Japanese scene that they have, but they're really into the rockabilly style. Like tattoos and stuff.
Yeah,
the hairstyle and everything.
Have you seen cholos in Japan?
They got their lowriders. Yeah.
There's like a certain group. I love their cholos, all the time. Man. I think they actually do the commercial for the Suntory whiskey.
Yeah, they have very eclectic groups and like individuals.
They're very dressed, very 50s, and it's really cool to watch.
You would think that, you know, as Americans, we'd see it like a little like, oh my God, they're dressing up or their appropriation of some sort. But they're like, nah, we love your culture. That's why we dress like you. Like, that. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah, I fucking love it.
It's so crazy. Have you been
I
to
know
Japan?
I know this song's a little off, but 5 Seconds of Summer, you've heard of them, right?
Yes.
They have this song called Youngblood, and it's just them.
Oh.
It's not even the band, it's just them. And you really, the video really shows into their culture.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the bands in the world who could have, like, exposed their culture, mm-hmm. 5 Seconds of the Summer did. And it's a really good song, and the video is really awesome. I will show it to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like Japanese music. That's always fun.
Yeah, I like Japanese people in general. They're very respectful, and they have just have a certain way about them. That's a
beautiful culture.
That's where Americans can learn a lot from them.
Very beautiful. I always want to go over there.
Japan. Yeah,
you're gonna be a big ass motherfucker. Sorry.
Right, they're all gonna come up and take pictures.
Like, oh my God,
Godzilla!
Your hair,
Godzilla. Why?
Well,
Homo Godzilla.
Homo Godzilla.
Well, there's just you're gonna be towering over them.
Dude, and the food too. Like I watch these Japanese cooks when they're cooking, they do it so fucking elegantly. Like
effortless.
How they presented their presentation. Whether you're just like at a hole in the wall place or at a fancy restaurant, like they put, it's effort, but it looks effortless.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like ASMR to me watching them.
Let's go. Let's go right now. End the episode. Let's go. Let's go to Japan.
It's gonna take too long.
What?
17 hours.
We still got time?
Oh, we'll just cut it.
Just cut it? And then go to Japan?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. All right, so.
Ikimashouka. Let's go.
Let's go.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Nani?
No, thanks, sir.
That's all I know.
No, thank you, sir.
You have to say, sumimasen. You have to say, sorry.
No, I fucked up that one name. Okay, don't think you tell me to pronounce shit.
Oh, okay. It's okay.
All right. Then. Well, we're getting near the end of the podcast.
Yeah, this was just a short one. Just to go talk the shit.
Yeah. Hope you guys like those laughing and drinking. And then hope you guys enjoyed our guest host, Karen, here.
Thank you.
Karen's actually going to name the last song for us.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I have a song called Underwater Lament. Very sad, very depressing.
Yes.
Very kind of like trancy.
Oh,
and
depressing.
The name of the artist is Murkoff. So MURCOF.
Got it. All right, let's play that.
All right. Laters.